From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Alyssa Block. I keep looking at a black and white photo from 1928. It shows three rows of school children, some of them in overalls, their dark hair parted smooth. In the back row stands a tall man with a familiar, imposing brow. It's Lyndon Johnson at age 20. He was teaching for a year at a grade school in a tiny, dirt-poor town in South Texas. It was known as the Mexican School. Johnson took his own salary and bought the kids volleyballs, softball bats. He started a debate team, led songs, swept the floors. Yesterday, when President Obama spoke about Lyndon Johnson and the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act, he talked about how Johnson's time at that school changed him. There, Obama said, Johnson learned how race exacerbated the persistent pain of poverty.
Oftentimes, his students would show up to class hungry. And when he'd visit their homes, he'd meet fathers who were paid slave wages by the farmers they worked for. Those children were taught, he would later say, that the end of life is in a beet row, a spinach field, or a cotton patch.
So to their parents throughout the land this afternoon, we say, help us lift the eyes of our children.
That's President Johnson in 1966. He went back to give a speech at that Mexican school, the Wellhausen School in Catula, Texas, 38 years after he taught there.
This is the Wellhausen School. This is it right here. And where he taught is right there at this classroom in there.
Right next door.
Yeah, right there.
The Wellhausen School is used as a church now, a low red brick building with just a simple plaque outside marking its place in history. I was in Catula on a reporting trip last month, and I talked with community leader Leodoro Martinez. He told me he grew up in the barrio, the wrong side of the tracks, in this mostly Hispanic town. And he was there in that school auditorium in 1966, a high school senior, when President Johnson came back to Catula for a speech to honor National Education Week.
And he was himself that day. He was totally himself. You could see he was very happy to be here.
38 years have passed, but I still see the faces of the children who sat in my class. I still hear their eager voices speaking Spanish as I came in. I still see their excited eyes speaking friendship.
There's people hanging through the windows and where we're sitting right now. All this was just crowded with people that couldn't get into the auditorium.
Right here, I had my first lessons in poverty.
Catula, Texas in 1928 was so poor, Johnson later recalled seeing Mexican children going through a garbage pile, shaking the coffee grounds from the grapefruit rinds, and sucking the rinds for the juice that was left. Decades later, on his visit back, Johnson said the country was still paying the price for poverty and prejudice.
One out of every three Mexican Americans in Texas who are older than 14 have had less than 5 years of school. How long can we pay that price?
You can hear President Johnson pounding the lectern as he demanded change.
The time for action is now.
And Johnson said he would not be satisfied
until the day comes when we no longer hear the hum of the motor before daylight, hauling the kids off in a truck to a beet patch or cotton patch in the middle of the school year, and give them only 2 or 3 months schooling.
It's exactly what would happen. We wake up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and you could hear the trucks moving around in the barrio, and you could smell the smell of tortilla, making breakfast and lunch for the day, and kids were jumping on. We were jumping on trucks to go work on the fields.
Martinez grew up to become a three-term mayor of Catula, Texas, and a county judge. Makes you wonder, what would LBJ think if he saw Catula now, where the local leaders are named Garcia, Rodriguez, and Leodoro Martinez?